That means zero.
The media have become protagonists in the 2016 presidential campaign, and that is mostly due to Donald Trump, says Tom Rosenstiel of the American Press Institute.
Donald Trump in particular, and the Republican Party more generally, made the press a character in the campaign by saying that the press was incompetent, out to get them, a level of demonization of the press that we don't usually see.
While the Trump surrogates claim bias, Clinton supporters have accused the media of false balance, suggesting that things she has said, presented as evidence of her not being honest, are not equivalent to the evidence of Donald Trump not being honest.
But if my job today in the story is to examine what Hillary Clinton said and is it true or not, I'm going to go after that as hard as I can. I'm not going to say, well, I think this is only three quarters as serious as what Donald Trump did yesterday in the story I did, so I'm only going to cover it at three quarters intensity. You don't.
Dori Toribio, a Washington correspondent with RTVE, Spanish radio and television, says she does not believe that reporters have been biased.
Media are criticizing Donald Trump because what he does and what he says. It's not because of an ideological or political bias.
Toribio says even though it has been particularly hard for her as an immigrant and a woman to cover Trump, who has denigrated immigrants and women, she has striven to be neutral. For Thomas Burr of the National Press Club, the job of a reporter is to tell fact from fiction.
That's doing the critical, vital role a journalist has to have in a democracy to educate voters and the public about what the candidate is saying, whether it's truthful or not.
But Rosenstiel says there would be an enormous cost if journalists played arbiter.
What we need of our journalists are people who say, my commitment is to be an observer on behalf of other citizens, to find out the truth about what happened, what was said, why, what the motivations were. But ultimately, it is the job of the citizen to determine what that means.
In the end, whoever enters in the White House next January, this will have been a memorable and unusual campaign for the candidates in the race, but also for the reporters covering it. Keira Kostreci, VOA News, Washington.